MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Andreas van Heerden, CEO of Afrimat. Results for the 6 months ending August saw revenue up 29.9%, HEPS up 92.3%, and the dividend of 20 cents declared. Andreas, appreciate the time today. Let's dig into construction materials, because that's where Lafarge South Africa is sitting, and good progress being made. It's moving in the right direction. We've chatted before that the delay in the acquisition was not ideal, but you're getting things in the right direction and looking good at Lafarge.
Simon, yeah, it is really, you know, when we bought the business, we saw a lot of potential in there. And when we got in there, we knew, you know, we had a lot of work to do to get the turnaround done. And the turnaround is really progressing really, really well. And I think bottom line is we're starting to see the value that we thought that that would be there.
And you also mentioned you're regaining lost market share, which is always one of those things. I mean, it's always the plan, but you hope the customers come back, and they are, which means you've got the product mix and you've got the pricing.
Yeah, we've been very, very blessed in that market. The product mix that we have and the price point at which we can make it available is really working very well for us. And yeah, the cement business is it was in a very, very difficult position when we took it over. And yeah, we're glad to say that it's starting to make a small contribution.
In the construction materials, over the last couple of times we have chatted as results come, you've mentioned Transnet sort of a coming, that they're a client of yours. You're obviously also a customer of theirs. Are you still seeing activity from Transnet? And I ask because we're seeing some green shoots, and you're one of the indicators of those green shoots.
Yeah, we see it from both sides. They're a big customer, as you say, and we can see that they are very, very serious with their maintenance in the way they approach it and how they are spending on the right aspects of their business to get that right. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, we are also a customer in the fact that we use them on our iron ore line. And you would have seen that our volumes on the export side has also increased because of a better performance from Transnet.
Yeah, that's about commodities. You mentioned that H2, they're going to be doing some maintenance, but maintenance is a good thing. Make no mistake around that. The bulk commodities, iron ore good, really good domestic sales there. That had a really good period. H2, maybe a little harder with the ArcelorMittal SA shuttering of the Newcastle, but doing very well.
Yeah, the H2 will still be significantly better than H2 of last year is what we expect. But we had a bit of a windfall in the first half when there was a bit of an extension at Newcastle that we didn't expect. So we saw a little bit of extra sales, which now have fallen away. But the bulk of our sales have always been to Funabelt Park.
Yeah, yeah. In Nkomati, the anthracite, the challenge here is ferrochrome smelters locally being shuttered. And I think you actually mentioned as of August 2025, locally they are all shuttered.
Yeah, that was a shock. That, Nkomati was a mine that we bought a few years ago. There was also a turnaround. Mm-hmm. And it really, really started to perform very well in the first half of this year. And we saw the culmination of all the turnaround activities actually getting to a point where the mine was performing very well. And then all of a sudden, the domestic market fell away. So, yeah, that was a big pity. The good thing about that is we now are putting an extra effort into the international market and exporting from our mine. So when the ferrochrome smelters come back, that will actually just make us stronger.
International, is that the shipping into Mozambique?
Yeah, we export from Mozambique, from Maputo. And then, that mostly goes to the Middle East and Europe.
The Nkomati, has the mine operating? I mean, obviously there's some challenges. We mentioned the ferrochrome smelters. But the mine operationally itself, how's that doing?
Yeah, we were doing really, really well. When we actually broke all the records, all-time records in the last couple of weeks before we had to start slowing down because of the fall in demand. So operationally, this business, we've got a very, very strong team that we've built up over a couple of years. We've overcome, well, all the known obstacles in terms of graves that had to be moved, yeah, and power lines and EIAs and everything. So everything was, you know, was sorted out when the market started declining. So we hope to be able to ramp up very quickly as soon as the market returns.
Cash flows, lots going to working capital. The numbers, I looking at the headline numbers, I thought we'd see more into the cash flow, but then it occurred to me, I'm imagining a lot into working capital. I mean, you're getting the Lafarge operating, and that will start to flow maybe H2, maybe FY27.
Yeah, we do expect in the second half of this year to see a significant improvement in cash generation. We, you know, comparing this first half of this year with the first half of last year was already a big improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
But as you say, you know, with the extra sales, especially on the domestic iron ore market, where we sell on a 60-day payment term, you know, and the significant increase that has taken quite a big investment in working capital. But that should stabilize and maybe even unwind a little bit in the second half, and we expect very strong cash flow in the second half.
And that then plays, because the other is debt, and the debt is mostly around the Lafarge. That'll then help bring the debt down. You also talk around selling some of the some smaller assets to reduce the debt burden.
Yeah, correct. We have been selling a couple of smaller assets that were not contributing to the bottom line, and would, you know, what some of the very small assets would much better suit in a small private business. So we've sold them, and we're also in the process of the disposal of assets that the Competition Commission required of us to do. So that hopefully will also, if everything goes well, can be concluded in the second half of this year.
A last question, a very small part, but probably a big part of the future, is your future materials and metals. Still small, but huge opportunity here. And I mean, it's generating some revenues. We're not absolutely going to knock it. How's that going? That really is a future bet in many senses.
Yeah, that's so true, and we've actually done some really exciting research R&D work in the recent past, mm-hmm. And you know, I think that this business 2 to 3 years from now can be a very, very serious contributor to our bottom line, but it is unfortunately it's not a business that will you know, just fire up immediately. Yeah. It's going to take us another 2 years or so to develop it to its full.
We leave it to Andreas van Heerden, CEO Afrimat. Appreciate the time. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.